Mark Dupinsky dictating amount. I'm Ian William Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. William Collins is a 50-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 6/28/23. But at that time, a wet core machine mounted to a wall fell while he was supporting it on a ladder. Appeared his arms were supine at the time. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his right biceps and went to Cooper Urgent Care afterwards. Appeared further evaluation confirmed he had a diagnosis of a completely torn biceps from his tendon. Appeared this was treated without surgical intervention. Appeared he's no longer receiving any active care. Appeared in paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleges he was catching a wet core machine on 6/28/23 and injured his right shoulder and arm. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Cooper on 6/28/23 and was diagnosed with a proximal biceps tendon tear. Appeared he was prescribed medication, having undergone x-rays of the right humerus, but he was also to follow up orthopedically. Period. He also was seen at Cooper Bone and Joint Institute by Dr. Noreski, N-O-R-E-S-K-I, on 7/5/23. Appeared she kept him out of work due to an arm injury. Period. Mr. Collins underwent MRI of the right elbow at the referral of Dr. Noreski on 7/21/23. Appeared this was at South Jersey Radiology. Period. It found no internal derangement or acute findings. Appeared in particular the bicep tendon was intact without rupture. Appeared in paragraph. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Brad Bernardini on 7/31/23. Period. He explained the MRI of the elbow would not show the proximal biceps rupture. Period. Based upon current clinical exam, he has a long head biceps rupture, which appears to be complete. Period. They discussed treatment options, both surgical and conservative. Period. He was then quickly referred for an MRI of the right shoulder. Period. This was also done at South Jersey Radiology on 8/7/23. Period. It found complete tear of the proximal biceps tendon, supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosus, minimal longitudinal interstitial tearing of the supraspinatus tendon, mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, small glenohumeral joint effusion, as well as mildly thickened and edematous inferior glenohumeral ligament indicative of a partial tear. Period. He followed up with Dr. Bernardini afterwards and was cleared to return to work with no restrictions effective 8/14/23. Period. Paragraph. On 7/5/23, he was seen at Cooper Bone and Joint Institute by Dr. Nowalski, as noted above. Period. She found him to have right elbow pain, right biceps muscle tear, and rupture of the biceps tendon. Period. She ordered an MRI of the elbow, as noted above. Period. She also continued to see Dr. Bernardini on 7/31/23. prepared exam showed evidence of an obvious Popeye deformity with a proximal deficiency consistent with proximal biceps rupture. Period. He had Mr. That's that. Dr. Norelsky had Mr. Collins undergo an MRI of the right elbow on 7/21/23. Period. This was also done at South Jersey Radiology. Period. He followed up with Dr. Bernardini through 9/11/23. Period. At that juncture, scratch that. On the visit of 8/14/23, Dr. Bernardini opined he had an isolated long head of the biceps rupture with no evidence of additional rotator cuff pathology, common glenohumeral labrum, or articular cartilage pathology present. Period. He was going to continue with formal physical therapy to optimize shoulder function and follow up in 4 weeks for likely maximum medical improvement visit. Period. He did have a note given by Dr. Bernardini. On 9/11/23, just documenting an appointment without any associated language. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He flew in from Indiana for today's evaluation. Period. He was able to take his t-shirt off overhead without difficulty. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed the right biceps to be bunched distally. Period. There was slight crepitus at the right shoulder, but full range of motion. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12 compared to T10 on the left. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. Shoulder maneuvers. He had an equivocally positive O'Brien's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. The rest of those are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 6/28/23, William Collins reportedly was injured at work trying to prevent a heavy object from falling. Period. He had immediate pain in his biceps and went to the emergency room shortly thereafter. Period. He then followed up orthopedically. Period. He first had an MRI of the elbow at the referral of Dr. Morelsky. Period. He also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bernardini, who had him undergo an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This identified a biceps tendon tear. Period. They discussed treatment options and did not pursue surgical intervention. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. Paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion about the right shoulder with slight crepitus. Period. The right biceps was bunched distally. Period. He had an equivocally positive O'Brien's maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a biceps tendon rupture treated conservatively. Period. End.